Would you care for another Schnitzelgruben?
15 is my limit on Schnitzelgruben.
Oh, if you have any problems, dial information. Thank you for calling.
He's going to be very popular.
Mother of God.
Give my creation life!
Hello and welcome to Pure Life Podcast.
Welcome!
Your weekly dose for all things travel,
food,
and leisure. We are your hosts. My name is Don Meyer.
And my name is Ari Meyer.
And thank you once again for joining us. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for finding us. Thanks for sharing us. We really appreciate you coming and spending some time with us.
Domo arigato.
We hope you're finding this not only useful information, but somewhat actionable, too, in terms of how you plan for your next excursions, your next vacations, and in your next outings with, you know, family and stuff.
Exactly.
So
today we are very excited because we're going to talk about one of our favorite vacation spots.
And that is Maui, Hawaii.
Yes. Just the Hawaii in general, right?
Yeah.
That's so beautiful.
We're on the west coast of the United States.
Yes.
And Hawaii is pretty accessible to us. It's direct flights.
Yeah, nonstop.
Nonstop to just about any of the islands that we have a desire to visit.
Right. And now the Southwest.
That's right.
Flies.
Southwest is now currently
there, huh?
Going there, too.
Yeah,
so we have so many options.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Alaska, Southwest, Hawaiian Airlines, of course. United.
American, yeah. Delta, you name it. So it's pretty accessible to us. And one of our favorite places to go, one of our favorite islands in the Hawaiian archipelago is
Maui.
It's a special place for us because we got married on Maui.
Yes.
We started our you know, relationships with regards to, you know, the families and all that stuff on Maui. So it holds a very special place
in our hearts. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we are very excited to go over some of the details that we hope you find it useful. And then again, we would love to hear from you guys your favorite spots, the tourist spots, restaurants, hotels to stay at, things to do on the island, etc.
So with this episode, we're going to dive into our favorite spots within Maui, inclusive of things like hotels, you know, the places that we've stayed that we highly recommend, especially if you're going to be traveling with families.
Kids, yes.
Places that we've eaten at.
Yep.
If you are a snorkeler, and we love snorkeling.
Beaches.
Or if you like scuba diving and things like that too, we're going to talk about our favorite beaches and the snorkeling spots.
And snorkeling, spots.
And if you like the wildlife, and if you like, you know, hikes and things like that, we'll talk about some of our favorite places that we've been to with regards to hikes and stuff like that too.
It's got everything, right?
Maui is perfect, yeah.
On the island of Maui, this guy, you can be laid back, or you can be super active, and then you have all this ocean sports, or you can go hiking, you can go to the mountain,
or you can do shopping. You
know, Haleakala.
There's some cool shopping places
in
Maui
as well. So, and then a dining, food, restaurants, bars, they're all great.
Yep.
So let's dive right in.
Yeah, so talk a little bit about Maui. Maui is a little bit different than Oahu in the sense it's a big island. It's actually two islands that kind of came together as a result of the volcanic stuff. As a result of it not being kind of Oahu, it's a little more laid back, right?
It's the second largest of the Hawaiian islands, and the island is called Valley Isle.
So Maui's got a great mix of urban and rural, which makes it kind of very accessible. There's a lot of creature comforts there, but there's also a lot of quiet and kind of space between other things, which is kind of nice
if you want to be left alone.
Yeah, and just want to get away from things.
Mm-hmm. And it's got tons of beautiful beaches, which we're going to go into more into details. And if you choose to stay at the high-end resorts, there are tons of them.
Yeah,
and then there are plenty of choices for villas, which makes it very useful for, especially for us, you know, traveling with family, and then we need to do some laundries and units that come with a washer dryer.
Yep.
Right, and their own kitchen. So we're going to talk a little bit about that later as well. If you're golfers, there are tons of golf, beautiful, breathtaking golf courses. And we talked about shopping malls. Mm-hmm. And you can get to ferries to Molokai and Lanai from there as well. Yeah?
And or you can go down to the crater too. They've got this... what is it called?
Haleakala crater.
No, the Molokini crater.
That crater you're talking about. Yeah.
And you can go snorkeling or scuba diving and all that sort of thing there too. So tons and tons of stuff to see, tons of stuff to do. So let's jump right in.
Right.
You know, getting
tons
in
of turtles, by the way.
Oh gosh, yes. Getting in and out of Maui is pretty straightforward. The airport that serves Maui is called the Kahului Airport.
Mm-hmm. Kahului.
And it's serviced by most major airlines, United, American, Delta, Hawaiian, obviously.
Yep.
So in and out there is pretty easy. And then there's car rental spots
rental cars,
there. Yep. So recommend a rental car because it's easier to drive around on your own pace and get to mm-hmm. the things that you want to see. And
yes.
coming out of the airport, remember what's right outside the airport there? There's like a Costco and
Walmart,
all sorts of stuff right there.
So you can stock up on, you know, drinks and especially if you're staying at a villa.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
You can get things like laundry detergent, you know, cereal,
right.
milk, water, whatever you need.
Yes.
And what we recommend, too, is buying a little portable cooler.
Cooler,
you know, you get those
little
styrofoam coolers. Because most of the places that you'll stay at will have ice. And if you need to, you can always go buy more ice and stuff like that, too. But it's great to have with you when you're
water,
going to the beach and stuff. Yeah.
Bottles and, you name it. Whatever you need.
Absolutely. So first stop, you know, get your rental car, stop over at Costco if you're a
right.
Costco member. If not, grab a Walmart. There's Walmarts right there as well. Stock up on the essentials.
Right.
And then off you go.
Sometimes we get hungry, so we even eat there, right?
Yeah, it's true.
And then do the shopping. Okay, kids, let's go.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway, so, all right. So why don't we start off with, since we love to snorkel and mm-hmm. spend time at beaches.
Yes.
So must visit kind of like our favorite beaches that we've been and that we keep going back to. So not in the order of priority,
right.
Black Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Beach by the Sheraton.
Yep, up in Kanapali, right?
How is that? It's an easy access to food and all that. There's a shopping center right there.
Yep.
And right in front of Sheraton Maui. And you can also rent, for your convenience, cabanas and chairs and umbrellas from a Sheraton Maui.
Very important, yeah.
Right? And then, the bar right there.
Bar's
good.
Good
drinks.
Really good, yeah.
And food.
Food was quite good, too.
Right.
Yeah, very a good variety of different things. Good fresh seafood and stuff like that, too. And good stuff for the kids.
And I would say it's pretty kids-friendly.
Yeah.
It's not rough. Like,
oh my gosh.
You know, it's protected.
Yeah, the
well
surf
protected.
Can kick up, but the closer you get to the Black Rock itself, you know, you're in a nice little protected cove, so the waves are nice and calm, the visibility is great, and then there's always fish that are up there by the Black Rock area itself.
Yeah, if you go around the tip, right?
Go up towards the tip, absolutely.
Then there are tons of fish. Unfortunately, the corals are being kind of damaged, so we try not to step over them.
Yeah,
right?
I think if you're in the Black Rock Beach area or what do they call the Kanapali Beach, it's very popular. A lot of people there. So the corals are a little, it's been damaged or it's dying off a little bit. Right there in the immediate shoreline. If you go off the shore a little bit, the coral's super healthy, obviously, because people can't get to it. Or if you go just a little north to, what is it, Kahikili Beach, right outside the Westin. There, the coral is super healthy.
Oh, the Westin, the Kanapali Villa?
Right, the Westin
yes.
Kanapali Villas. There, the reef is very healthy.
Extremely healthy, yes. I find them, they're just beautiful.
Amazing,
right.
Amazing. And even if you're not staying at the Westin, there's a parking lot there. It gets full very quick, just outside the Westin, where you can park and get access to the beach and stuff
right,
like that,
right, that's
too.
A great beach, actually.
Oh, it is a phenomenal beach. Great sand. It is an easy entrance into the water, but you're right there with the coral and right there with the fish. And on occasion, you'll see turtles that come cruising around, too, which is kind of cool.
There was a one, like a mushroom-looking
coral,
in
formation.
Coral,
yeah.
And then there was a baby turtle. And mother turtle just kept on, you know, kind of like
hanging
hiding there, hanging
yeah.
out. That was so cute.
So that's up in the Kanapali area, and highly recommend those two areas. I mean, if you're just getting into the snorkeling scene, you know, Black Rock is a great place to start. With the rocks, it's a volcanic lava flow that kind of ended there in the water.
Right.
So you get a nice contrast between the blue water, the clear waters, and the Black Rock, and you can see some fish and stuff. More adventurous, go up to the how do you pronounce
Kapalua?
It? Right outside the Westin Kanapali. It's Kahikili Beach. They're great coral. Lots of great coral to look at. Lots of fish and stuff like that, too. A little bit more adventurous, but definitely worth the shot.
And then let's keep on going north, then, since we are going up north.
Go up to
Napili.
So then
Kapalua Bay Beach, which is another amazing, it has amazing sunset, it's romantic, it's not usually crowded. Then there's a Honokiana Cove, mm-hmm. which is one of our favorites. It's called something else now, right?
Yeah, they're actually calling it now Turtle Bay.
Oh my God, this is a hit. This place is a hidden gem.
Absolutely.
In our opinion. We hire a nanny, and a nanny introduced us to that place.
Right,
remember?
Right.
And then it's kind of a little bit tricky. If you park at the condominium,
you can't park at the condos.
You can't park,
yeah.
Right.
You got to park on the street.
Right. You have to park on the street. And then also another thing to be careful about is if you're not staying at that resort, mm-hmm. then you can only leave your stuff on the rock and not on the in a lawn.
Yeah. So let's describe that a little bit. So the Honoke Ana Bay, mm-hmm. Which is now locals call Turtle Bay, or some folks are calling it Turtle Bay. It's right outside these Napili Cove apartments or Napili Cove condos, if you will.
Yes.
And it is a private kind of, you know, how would you call it? Condominium unit.
Right.
So the parking is available only for the condo folks. Mm-hmm. The grounds are only for the people that rent the condos. They'll let you walk through, but to your point, Derry, if you want to snorkel there, you can only bring your stuff down to the rocks. You can't hang out on the
grass.
Well,
we made mistakes and we got kind of, not yelled at, but there's a security guard, right?
Yep.
Always kind of watching and then walking around. There's no facility.
No, none
and
whatsoever.
No, so bring, you know, food and snacks and water, right? No bathrooms.
Yes.
And I, again, you know, unless you're staying at that resort. So we talk about staying at the resort. Napili.
I think it's Napili Cove.
Villa or Cove.
Napili Villa, something like that.
Yeah. But it's, well, why is it so great? Because there are tons of.
Turtles are there.
Turtles.
Which is why they call it Turtle Bay now. And interestingly, the bay itself is a turtle cleaning area. So turtles come in out of the ocean.
Oh, that's
there
a cleaning
and
area.
Get clean. So they're kind of hanging out and let the fish just eat all the crap off of them. Mm-hmm. And they're everywhere. They're just everywhere. And they'll come in and eat some of the moss off the rocks that are along the shoreline there. It is amazing.
So it's not a sandy
beach.
So with kids, it's not necessarily kids friendly. It can be a little bit tricky getting in and out of the water because you have to time it with the waves and
well,
then
describe
also
that.
If it's a high tide, low tide. It's got this like a not the piece of, how do you call it? It's kind of jetting out, right?
Yeah, there's rocks that jet out. Some of the lava flow jets out and it creates
and
kind of this little tub.
Yeah, inlet. And you have to go in and out from this rocky kind of entrance area. And then sometimes some big
waves
do, you
know,
come in, crushing in. And if you're not careful, you also cannot see, right? Because all the bubbles. And then so have your goggles on, you know, your snorkeling gears all ready to go. Then you slowly go down this. It's even not a proper steps,
no, it's
right?
just rocks. You're just climbing all
the
rocks.
Yeah, it's just rocks. So it can be slippery. So just be careful going in and out. But once you are in, and the water is cold, by the way.
Water's cool. Not cold, but it's cool. Definitely.
Well,
but
to me, it is. Yeah. But it's so worth it because there are tons of turtles. Sometimes the entrance area, the huge turtle is just eating, you know.
Yeah, just chewing on the moss.
Chewing
right
on the moss. Yes.
Yeah.
So you kind of navigate, you know, not try to touch these turtles.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
And then
and just kind of swim out into the bay.
Yeah, swim out into the bay. But it's just so worth it. Once you get there and see for yourself, I think you'll be hooked.
Oh, my Lord. And the great thing is not only do you have the turtles there's tons of fish.
Mm-hmm.
There's coral, there's rocks, there's things to look at. If you're a snorkeler, great visibility. It's not overly deep. I think at the most, maybe it gets about 30 feet deep, maybe. It's mostly in the shallows that we go, and the turtles are everywhere. They're just everywhere, and you're guaranteed to see some turtles. So if you're interested in looking at turtles and you want to see them kind of frolicking about in their wild, the green sea turtles, wonderful. To your point, do not touch. These are protected animals, and the authorities, they're cruising about, and if they see you messing with the wildlife, they're gonna come in and come down on you. So just observe from a distance.
So the name of the property is Napili Shores.
Napili Shores. That's
yes,
it.
By
yes.
Outrigger.
Yes. So
if
look
you
for
want,
it.
Yeah, if you want to stay there, then there's a beautiful cove right in front of you.
Absolutely.
So that would be one of the great, you know, hotels.
Yeah, in the Pili Shores, it looks like it's mostly condos.
Yeah, it's a pretty casual looking.
Very casual. There's pools around. They've got a restaurant nearby. In and of itself, it looks like a really, really nice resort. We've walked through it a number of times.
Right.
But to your point, the added bonus is you're right there on Honokeana Bay with all the turtles. And it's amazing. Oh,
it's just amazing. So please do, if you haven't checked it out, please, go visit.
Absolutely.
Another one that we really, really like is Honolulu Bay. I think you keep on going up north on 30.
Mm-hmm.
And just past Kapalua,
yep.
You see a small lookout point, and below the lookout is a Honolulu Bay.
Correct.
And then access to the beach requires a walk get there.
There's a little parking area you'll see that's kind of on 30. It's just off to the left if you're going north.
Hmm.
And there's some other spots as you go around this little point, and that's it. That's all you have. There's, a dirt trail that'll get you over to the beach area, but, you'll see there's cars parked there usually. So you see that, you're at the northern part of Maui, you'll see this car park.
Right. This is another, in my opinion, it's worth visiting.
Holy cow.
The entrance is a little bit murky, remember?
Yep, and it's rocky, too.
It's a huge pebbles. And again, it's not a sandy beach.
Right.
Bring your mat and then a cooler.
No facilities.
If I remember correctly. And depending on the time of the year, the surf can be up there. So I remember one year... once you pass this murky area, great visibility, I guess, depend on the day.
Yep.
But usually when we went for snorkeling. Yes. And then beyond that point, there are surfers.
Right. Remember? Exactly. There's surf because there's good surf that breaks on the right before but it then comes in into
between,
the bay.
Yeah. But between the surf area and then this murky area, there's this beautiful
coral reef.
Yeah, coral reef, and then tons of fish, and then so so it's another great snorkeling spot. At it's a marine life sanctuary,
right? And you're again another area where you can see the green sea turtles. We saw eels. We saw fish. We saw a ton of stuff. And it's usually pretty quiet again because it's so far north, and it's not
easy to get to.
Yeah. And you got to walk through a little bit of trees and blah 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 blah. But, oh my gosh, you're guaranteed to see. It's just an amazing place to snorkel at. To your point, it's a little murky because there's a freshwater drain that comes right there.
Mm-hmm.
Or a river, I should say, that just kind of deposits there. So it kicks up a little bit of murk. But once you get past that, oh my gosh, it opens up and it is gorgeous. Highly, highly, highly recommend that snorkel spot.
And there are a couple of restaurants. I know we probably should wait till we get to talk about restaurants, but the gazebo is a great breakfast. Mm-hmm. Remember the macadamia nut pancakes?
Yes,
and
indeed.
Hearty breakfast. So before you hit that beach, you might want to stop at gazebo. It's in the Pili.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of the restaurant. And just want to have a hearty breakfast.
Yep.
Right? But... prepare to wait. There's usually a long wait.
That's right.
And it's a Napili hilltop.
And it's it's Maui time. So it's...
Yeah.
It's not like super fast and they're like, piling on people turnaround. People come there and they enjoy their breakfast and they enjoy their leisure. So, just be prepared to wait, and it's well worth the wait.
Yeah. And then if you actually go into the Honokeana Cove and you kind of go around the rocky area, then it opens up to a sandy beach.
Yeah.
Right by, at the end of the sandy beach, there's a sea house restaurant.
Yep.
I think it's the Napili.
That's Napili Bay.
Bay, yep. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a very kids-friendly.
Oh, my gosh.
There are facilities.
Exactly.
So it's a good combination, right? Even though at the this Honokeana Cove, there's no facility, but you go snorkeling there, then come back, and then you can just walk to the
through Napili the property Bay. Through Napili Cove, right over to Napili Bay, and it's a gorgeous beach, absolutely gorgeous little crescent shaped beach.
And I remember kids were doing boogie boarding one time.
Oh, and we snorkeled there too. Remember, we went cruising through. There's coral that's off there. We saw turtles there as well.
Oh, that's true.
Cruising about. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And then you get hungry, and then Sea House Restaurant is going
right there at the northern
point. It's a Pacific Rim.
Yes.
Hidden Treasure, great bay view. Again, we recommend it. We really like.
Oh, gosh.
So that's north. Yep. Let's go south.
Okay, let's go south. Good thing to have your rental car so you can explore all this stuff and then head on south.
And then so if you go down south to more like Wailea, Kihei, there are two beaches in particular that we really like. One is Makena Beach. Remember, it's a pretty...
It's a big wide beach, yeah.
And one time when we went there, the waves were pretty big.
Yes.
But so great boogie boarding.
Yes.
And the entrance area, because of the crashing waves, you can't see the fish right away.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to snorkel there, once you pass those big waves,
yep.
And then you kind of go to the southernmost tip around this rocky area.
Yep.
And we saw what? Tuna.
Oh, man. Tuna.
Turtles that are huge.
And it's heading south towards McKenna Cove, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. So if you're into snorkeling like we are, obviously, hang out at the southernmost tip of McKenna Beach. And there's parking around there. There's parking lots all up and down McKenna Beach. There's one big one that's right off the highway there. Come down the sandy area. Come hang out at the southern part of the beach there. And then put on your snorkel gear. Walk, you know, get through the breakers. And then head south. And it's great. The visibility is unbelievable. So
kids have a blast boogie boarding. And then if you're worried about this wave, if your kids are willing to go snorkeling, like ours did.
Absolutely.
Then just put on this, the life vest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Then you have nothing to worry about.
Exactly.
Well, not nothing, but...
But
it made it easier.
Tons easier, yeah. Indeed. Yeah.
So as long as your kids are not scared, because once you pass that breakers,
jeez.
You will see some big fish.
Big fish, healthy coral, turtles. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's just insane.
And bring your camera.
Yes.
The underwater camera.
Definitely bring camera.
Another one that we like, and it's very family friendly, is a Wailea Beach.
Mm-hmm.
It's kids friendly, it's a nice and sandy, light surf usually.
Yep.
And good for swimming and sunbathing.
Indeed.
Can be crowded.
Yes, it can. There's a bunch of resorts around.
Right.
So, yeah, it has, definitely an appeal there. But, oh, my gosh.
And it's right by the luxurious high-end resorts. Yep. And so, but then there are shops and restaurants, and then options are great for that.
And food. I mean, there's tons of restaurants that you can choose to be able to get some food, so you don't have to pack a big, cooler or anything like that, too. So, really nice. A great sandy beach, great access. It's nice and comfortable. Not so heavy surf, so you can get in and out if you just want to frolic in the ocean. It's a great beach for doing that.
Isn't it? Yeah. So those are our top picks.
Absolutely.
In terms of beaches. Did I leave out anything?
No, else? I think you pretty much covered it. The only other thing that I would recommend is if, water is your thing, have a look at, the Molokini Crater. There are tours that you can get either from the north side or from the south side to cruise out to Molokini Crater. And with regards to the crater itself, it is a vent. It was a vent, a volcanic vent that just... it collapsed on itself and created this nice little crater, which when you get into the crater itself, depth is maybe about 30, 40 feet. And then you get cruising up towards the edge of the crater and it's not deep. It's not heavy waves or anything
great
like that.
Great visibility.
Oh, tons of fish.
And there was a shark hanging,
underneath our boat. Yep.
Yeah, hanging right underneath our boat, which was cool.
It is a phenomenal
place.
And
then a lot of turtles.
A phenomenal place for snorkeling, absolutely, at any level. And you can, on most boats they have like snuba or, you can cruise around with guides and stuff like that and they can point out things to you. It's really, really worth the time.
And it's nice that these chartered, I don't know if you can call it charter, but you get on the catamaran, at least we did.
Yep.
Maybe speedboat go there, boats, maybe so many options, I'm sure. But the one that we did was with the catamaran.
Right.
And it was like a good 40 minutes, right, to get to the crater. But then you get food on board on the way back. You bet like cocktails, a fruit punch and things like that on the way to crater.
Yep.
So it's just a nice, excursion.
Indeed.
That you can take, and then you enjoy food, and then kind of like a boating, and then snorkeling, and
yeah, exactly.
Get back on the boat, and then, you know, cruise back.
And Molokini is a natural wildlife preserve, so again, you don't touch yes. the animals or anything
very,
like that.
Very
but
important.
Again, the animals are there, you're guaranteed to see stuff. It is such an amazing experience. And again, snorkeling for any level of snorkeler. So even if you're a beginner, highly recommend to go there and check it out. It's well worth it.
Yes. So let's then finish off in terms of the, not the must visit, but the areas that we've visited, we tend to keep on going back to on the island of Maui. Another one I wanted to mention was Haleakala National Park.
Haleakala National Park, yes, that big volcano.
It's a very windy drive up to the top. It actually takes a while.
Yes.
And take it slow, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, but it was... It got cold, of course, because of the elevation.
Yeah, how tall is that mountain or the volcano?
Ah, good question. I don't have the stats with me.
I think it's over 10,000 feet.
Rises
isn't it?
Over 10,000 yeah. feet above sea level.
Yeah. So I mean, imagine that you're sitting right there on the on the shores of the ocean, and then in a few minutes or an hour, you're 10,000 feet above.
Yeah.
And even this year, I think it was this winter, there was snow on the top of Haleakala,
yeah.
which doesn't happen very often, but it does happen. And that's how high up that bloody mountain is.
Yeah. And then the road is very well maintained.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that it's hard to get up there, but just be prepared to just to have a, you know, jacket. It can be a freezing temperature at the top.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, yeah, yeah. It's exposed at the top, so I mean, yeah, be prepared. It's a big volcanic top, a big crater. You can walk through different parts of the crater. Oof, amazing views all
amazing,
over the place.
Amazing view of the crater, ocean, and even the Big Island.
Yeah,
once you get
see,
to the top,
yeah.
yeah, on a clear day, you can see Big Island.
Yep.
Yep. And it's just the visitor center is small. But it offers good information about the volcano. It's a nice break from the windy and cold conditions.
Yep.
If you face that. And then,
and there are trails galore to go walk through the crater, go see different parts of the volcano. It is an amazing, amazing place. You can spend the whole day up there just cruising around. And a lot of people take bicycles up there.
Whoa,
you know, they pack them on the top of a, or the back of a truck or something like that, and then ride their bikes all the way down this 10,000-foot volcano. It is again, something quite spectacular. There's different levels of fauna and things. It's really cool.
Yeah. So I heard some people like to camp out there.
True.
And then, you know, get up there early for the sunrise.
Yes.
Or stay late for the sunset. Oh, it must have been spectacular.
Well, Haleakala.
Oh, we saw the sunset.
Yeah,
I
we
thought.
Did.
Yeah.
In Haleakala, it means house of the sun in Hawaiian. So it's no wonder that people like to go up there and watch the sunrise coming up over the ocean or watch the sunset going down. I'd hate to go down that road, though, at night. It's pretty windy and kind of scary.
Yeah, so that's, one of the nature, the national park that we like to visit. And it's, if you haven't done it, I think at least do it once, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then talking of a nature center, another one is a Hawaii nature center at Iao Valley.
Iao Valley, yeah.
I love that place. It's an easy hike to Iao Needle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pretty well paved walkway with lots of steps, but it's not that strenuous.
Not at all.
Right?
Not at all.
And it's pretty easy and pretty short. Right?
Yeah, I would to get to the observation area, mm-hmm. right? But there are other trails that you can take to venture off a little further in if you want to. But we, with the kids and all, we tend to stay a little more. How shall one say? In the protected areas.
Yeah, it's got a vegetated terrain, emerald peaks, and in the mountains, and it's just gorgeous, right?
Absolutely.
Depending on the day, that the clouds kind of cover some of those mountains, and then the peak just peaks out. Great place to take pictures too.
Yeah, it is. It's a really beautiful place. It's covered in like dense rainforest too. So it's a little bit different than what you think of when, or a definite contrast between Haleakala and this.
Mm.
The rainforest, because it's in the leeward part where it gets a lot of the wind and, you know, the rain clouds. So dense forests, really cool trails to walk through some of these forests and stuff. A lot of like waterfalls and or streams and things. It's really quite spectacular
yes.
to take a look at.
And the site has a historical and cultural significance due to a bloody battle
oh,
that took
right.
place here
yes.
between King Kamehameha the first and Maui Army in the 1790s,
right, right.
Yeah, so it has a restroom at the parking lot on the bottom, right?
Yep.
And a lot of parking, but it can get full.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's right.
And yeah, so depending on, you know, how late in the day that you get there, you may have to wait to get a parking. But yeah, it's easy access, restrooms, and just the view. And then
yeah,
it's a great area to visit and just walk around, right?
And just for some perspective as well, the Iao Needle, the main thing that you go there to take a look at, it rises more than 1,200 feet from the valley floor, which makes it actually taller than the Eiffel Tower. So it's definitely worth checking out, worth taking a look at.
Yeah, I didn't know.
It is, it's quite spectacular. A really cool thing to come and take a look at.
Cool. So then another spot, if you have smaller kids, we did this when our kids were younger. Lahaina Kanapali sugarcane train.
Yeah.
It's a 6-mile loop on a restored locomotive.
Yep.
In Kanapali. It's a great spot for kids, like I said, and they have good ice cream.
Yes, they do.
But the limited parking again, so it can be crowded. So you may need to wait for a spot to free up.
Yep.
But so that's you know, another spot to go if you are going with your, you know, smaller kids. Another one that we also like is Lahaina Town.
Yeah,
I really like Lahaina Town.
It's really quite
because
charming. Yeah,
it's charming to walk around. A variety of restaurant choices, shops, and then it has one of our favorite shaved ice.
Oh my gosh!
Place
yes.
It's called Ululani. Yes.
Oh, Ululani is like eating a cloud.
One of the best shave ice.
It's yummy. The ice is so soft and just
Right. And yeah. The parking is easy there, yeah? There are tons of choices.
All over the place. Yeah.
So that's a, you know, Lahaina Town, that's a good place to go. And then the Whalers Village, I don't think we mentioned the name, but from the Black Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an easy access, great, tons of restaurants and shopping, and it's oceanfront.
Yeah.
So that's another good area.
Yeah, and another cool thing about Lahaina is that, you know, it's to your point, it's got some good conveniences with regards to shopping and restaurants, but there's also a Safeway there, too.
Hmm.
So if you're staying on the northwest side of Maui, mm-hmm. there's a Safeway that's really convenient. You can get some milk or some other things like that, too.
Right.
Which, you know, go back and stock up your room instead of, you know, buying the resort fee prices for all this stuff. It makes it quite convenient. Big parking lots there. One of my favorite places, there's a little cafe on the beach or right on the waterfront. I can't remember what it's called. Great
Aloha local mocha. Mixed Plate?
That's the place, Aloha Mixed Plate.
Okay, so let's move on to the restaurants.
Yes, let's
so
do that.
So the restaurants that we love on the island of Maui,
mm-hmm.
So on the local side, Aloha Mixed Plate. That's in Lahaina.
In Lahaina. Look for it by name.
Yeah, true Hawaiian experience, and it's authentic Hawaiian vibe. And services can be slow.
It's popular, too.
Yeah,
so
it's popular. Yeah, again, it's busy.
It's Maui time, right? It's not,
right.
It's not like, hey, hurry
and
up, let's go.
Very reasonable.
Yes.
It's a plate lunch and good loco moco.
Good loco moco. And if
right?
those of you who don't know loco moco, check it out. Go look it up and try it. It's delicious.
Like a hamburger meat with eggs
with
and
egg and gravy
rice.
On rice. Yeah,
yeah.
It's perfect.
It's so good. So then, so since we are on the Lahaina, there's another restaurant. It's a seafood and pizza. It's called Honu.
Honu, yeah.
H-O-N-U. It's oceanfront.
Yep.
And you see tons of like turtles popping up their heads,
right? That's right.
And kind of like a greeting. You're like, hey. And then you have, you know, cocktails and then watch the sunset. And so if you, you know, time it around the getting the seating around the sunset time, it's wonderful.
Indeed.
Food is
really good.
Really
top
good.
Top notch, yeah.
Top notch and great seafood, great pizzas and all kinds, right? Options.
Yeah.
Good, great drinks. And I thought it had good wine selection too.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
I think you're right. I don't recall it being bad. You're right. I think it had a really good wine selection as well.
Right. And then so since we are in the area of Lahaina, okay, there's a Hard Rock Cafe. We love Hard Rock
Cafe.
Yep. Yes. So, you know, we go there. Listen to the music, good burger, good steak, whatever. And then Kimo's is also in Lahaina. It's American seafood. Try to get the waterfront patio. and watch the sunset. And then, their signature dessert, hula pie. It's so good.
Really good, yeah.
So get that and try that dessert if you haven't. Mm-hmm. Longhi's is Italian.
Yep.
It's along those, the whole town, the area, right? It's got a view of the sea. That's another one that we like. And Bubba Gump Shrimp.
Yeah, there's a Bubba Gump there as well.
Family friendly, yeah. Ocean view, yep. Seats, right? And what else is right
Cheeseburger
there?
In Paradise, yeah, right there at the end there.
Right,
yep.
Right. Right, and then tons of shops I just basically like. So then the rest of the stuff is not in the order of, our top choice or anything, but we just like these restaurants. Nick's Fish Market Maui,
mm-hmm.
That was the name when we stayed at the Fairmont Kialani. It used to be called Kialani, now it's a Fairmont Hotel. Down south.
And that's down, yeah.
Excellent steaks and seafood. We really love it. And the other one, I think I mentioned Gazebo, right? Napili, yes, for the absolutely. Breakfast.
Yep.
And Hula Grill is decent. Kanapali, Pacific Rim. And we talked about Kimo's. Oh, I do like the Teppan place, the Kobe Japanese Steakhouse in Oku Sushi Bar.
Was that in the Sheraton?
No. Oh, is it? I thought it was near Lahaina in that area. And it's a fun, to go with the kids, of course. Mm-hmm. And then it was a really good teppan dinner.
I thought that was in the Sheraton, though.
No, I don't think so.
We'll check it out and we'll let you know.
Yeah. And then, Sansei.
Oh, yeah.
So we love Japanese.
Well,
of course.
Of course we do,
yeah,
yes.
Of course we do. Yeah, so, and then sushi and then everything and seafood and right by the ocean. So Sansei is in Kapalua,
mm-hmm.
and it's a Pacific Rim Japanese, and we just love
that
this
place.
The
great.
Food is great.
But probably want to take a reservation, if you will.
Do they take reservations?
Sansei. I thought they did, because I remember we went there a couple of times, and the wait was a little long,
mm-hmm.
And it's very popular. It's up there in Kapalua. It's a great place, good, fresh seafood, and it's like really well prepared,
right?
But it gets popular, so take a look, see if they take reservations. Might not be a bad idea to put your name down,
right? And then we like staying at the Westin Kanapali Villa. So there are a couple of dining options right there. Colonnade Cafe,
mm-hmm.
it's a convenient breakfast, lunch, and then Life Fair. It's an open air. Pulehu is Italian.
You're right.
And it's a good, ambience, the good food service, atmosphere is great. Pailolo Bar and Grill. Again, it's at the Westin Kanapali Villas. It's American. It's a casual style, oceanfront, sport theme, local gray views.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
And then I think there's a Auntie's Kitchen. It's on the poolside. It's a regional local cuisine. Talking of Sheraton, there's a Mai Tai bar.
That's right.
Mai Tai bar is great. And in Kanapali, Leilani's on the beach. That's another one that is good.
Wow, yeah. Leilani's
is open
great.
Air.
Yeah.
Friendly service, mm-hmm. seafood. They have steak. It's got a patio. Yeah, and then it's got the sandside patio and a gorgeous view.
Yeah.
Right? Another one that we also liked is Monkey Pot Kitchen by Merriman. Remember that one? It's in the Whalers Village.
Oh, yeah.
Ocean view. Food was tasty.
Food was great, yeah.
Yeah. And then I don't think we've tried this, but the Frida, the Mexican. Have we tried that one?
I don't recall.
Yeah, but that's a Mexican. And then I think, we mentioned pretty much the rest of them. Another thing I wanted to go into a little bit of detail is the accommodations.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, the hotels that great. There's so many choices from, the villas to the high-end resorts to Airbnb, condos. But the ones that we've stayed at and we really liked. So I wanted to just go over a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one is a Kapalua Villa. Oh, my
Kapalua
God. That
Villas.
Place is... It's just so many bedrooms and the view. It's I do recommend going with the Gold Villas. I don't know if they changed the naming of it, but it's upscale, it's a spacious, away from tourist areas,
mm-hmm.
in a Kapalua, and then there are villas, right?
Correct.
And if you go with the Gold, you usually get the better locations, and then the amenities are upgraded, and appliances and things like that. And it's got beautiful sunset. The unit that we got, my God, it had more bedrooms than we needed.
Yeah.
But a huge bathrooms and kitchen,
yep.
fully stocked. I mean, stocked meaning the...
It had all the plates and dishes and all that stuff. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It had a gorgeous view upstairs and downstairs. It had a washer and dryer, so it's very, very convenient. If you're really into, you know, water sports and like us, and then we need to wash a lot of stuff every day. easy walk. Another thing why I really liked this particular property was it has an easy walk down to Oneloa Beach, which is a long stretch. It's an excellent boogie boarding beach.
Yeah, really good boogie boarding beach.
Yeah, it's shallow.
Yep.
And our stay was just simply amazing.
Yeah, and it's a nice sandy beach and good surf that kicks up there. Not a great snorkeling beach, obviously, because of the big surf. But you're up north, you're just, you know, near Honolulu and just north of, say, the Napili area. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's accessible areas if you wanted to go snorkeling around there. But the beach in and of itself, right in front of the villas, gorgeous beach for just kind of frolicking, boogie boarding, body surfing, that sort of thing. It's really, really nice.
The another one, which we did mention about the beaches in front of this villa, is called the Westin Kanapali Ocean Resort Villas. Yep. This is one of our favorite, right?
Yeah, we've been there a number of times, and it's
next to Honua Kai, which, mm-hmm. you know, one of our friends just loved the property. I have yet to stay there, but that's another one. I think it's really good. But the Westin Kanapali, it's oceanfront property. It's on 26 acres.
Yep.
Along a pristine expanse of Kanapali Airport Beach Park.
And it's right there on Kahikili Beach. Mm-hmm. So it's, as we were talking about, right where that coral coral park is, or there's tons of coral right in front of it. So, I mean, if you're a beach lover and snorkeler, the Westin Kanapali is phenomenal for
accessibility. Oh, my God. And then the grounds.
Yeah, the grounds itself, gorgeous.
You can just run around, go for jogging, or you can just... frolic, or you can just put your towels down and sunbathe. There are a couple of jacuzzis.
Yep, and there's a water slide too for the
beautiful
kids.
Beautiful pools.
Yep,
several.
Yeah, and there's a kids club there too, kind of in between the two different sets of buildings.
Yes.
So great amenities, just wonderful grounds, pools galore.
Huge lawn.
Lots of lawn, yeah.
And in front of the property.
We brought frisbees and footballs and stuff like that and just had a blast just kind of hanging out. So yeah, it's great, great, great place.
We love this property. They have studio, they have one bedroom, two bedrooms. Just, you know, good options.
Absolutely.
In our opinion. Another one... we like is the Westin Maui Resort and Spa.
Mm-hmm.
That was also good. It had great pools and water slide.
Yes.
It's in a great location right by the Whalers Village.
Yep.
Close to Sheraton.
Correct.
Easy access to golf and restaurant shops, and can walk to Black Rock again.
Yeah, and it's right there on Kanapali Beach. So again, just south of Black Rock.
Right.
Right behind it, one of the best golf courses around there as well. So tons of amenities right there in Kanapali, depending on what brings you to the island. I mean, if it's golfing that you love, Kanapali is great because the golf course, Kanapali Golf Course, is right there. If it's a beach, you're right there on the beach. There's Whalers Village right there. It's just so... absolutely spectacular.
Yeah. So right next to it is Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa.
Mm-hmm.
That actually we
stayed there.
We ate and we dined and we used the facilities, but I don't think we've stayed at the Sheraton itself, but we just go there so often. So I think we can say enough that it looks really nice.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, yeah, the amenities and the restaurants, and it is right by Black Rock.
Mm-hmm.
So we like that. We also stayed at the Fairmont Kialani.
Yes, we did.
And this place is just the bathroom. It's all marble. It's all suite, oceanfront properties. And it's on the Wailea coast.
Yep.
Several swimming pools, kids club, water slides, beautiful grounds.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I think you can see Molokini Crater from there.
That's right, you can. Yeah.
And then the excellent restaurants on site, and they are villas. for those people who want more privacy, and it comes with own dipping pool.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah. Depending on, you know, your level of opulence, if you will, you can, right. you can spend as little or as much as you want.
Right, exactly. And then in terms of condominium, we've tried a couple. Aston Kanapali Shores was pretty, you know, it's a family friendly.
Yeah.
Again, beachfront, fully equipped kitchens, Wi-Fi, spa, kids club, washer and dryer. One restaurant on site.
Right.
At that time, I don't know if it got... if it's changed, but convenient, you know, nice, and it's you can play a frisbee. The grounds were pretty open,
yeah,
and
pretty big, yeah, if I remember, yeah.
Yeah, you can play football with the kids if you want to, and pool can be crowded,
yes,
but they had the nice hula dance show,
yeah, they had a nice
little
show there, that's right, yeah,
yeah, so that's another oceanfront kids friendly condo.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very convenient.
Yeah, it was really, really nice.
So those are the few that, you know, that we've stayed at them all, and then we really like them. So we have good experience. So that kind of concludes. We had a lot to share today.
We did. We had a lot to share. I mean, Maui is again, just a really special place for us, and it really does offer everything that you could want in in a vacation spot. Beaches, water stuff, pools, great resorts, great restaurants, tons of nature, tons of hikes, just about everything that you could possibly want.
Right. So we love it. It's so beautiful.
But did we capture everything, though? If not, you know, if there are other places that you like and you'd like us to highlight, please let us know.
Oh, there must be tons. And I want to hear about your favorite spots of Maui.
Absolutely. So ping us, you know, on purelifepodcast.com. You know, give us a comment on this post as well, or just email us at info@purelifepodcast.com. And we'd love to hear, you know, your experiences on Maui and highlight some of your favorite spots as well.
Your top picks.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So please do share.
Yep. So with that, what are we going to be talking about next?
We're probably going to be talking about other islands of Hawaii.
Ooh, our favorite subjects. Hawaiian islands. Love the Hawaiians.
There's an ocean and beach and sunshine.
Absolutely.
And happy.
And
yeah,
just enjoying.
Drink and
yes.
Eat and enjoy life, pura vida.
And pura
everybody.
Vida. And it's really kind of cool because each of the islands is, you know, uniquely different. You know, Maui is kind of a nice mix between urban and rural. Oahu is just big urban sprawl, but there's some really cool rural places. If you go up north, Kauai is just, the Garden Isle. It is just amazing. And then the Big Island is just
nature.
Another really interesting place. So we'll get into all the different islands, share kind of our top picks on all the different islands as well in the upcoming episodes.
Yes.
We're also going to be covering, again, the Exuma Bahamas, Bora Bora, French Polynesia, a little bit more in the Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Mexico, Baltic cruises, Caribbean cruises, you name it, we got a lot more in store.
Up.
Indeed.
Yes, so...
So with that, on behalf of everyone here at Pure Life Podcast, again, thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for streaming
us. Listening in.
Yeah, we really hope that this is helping you find your pura vida in terms of where you go in Maui or other places.
I know. So to everyone, thank you very much again for tuning in, and pura vida.
Pura vida. We'll talk to you next time.
Please.